Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM in Sheffield, around the world on the internet at www.sheffield.org, sheffieldlive.org, and on Mixcloud later on. If you just go to Thank Goodness It's Folk on Mixcloud, you'll find this and many, many, many previous programs to indulge your senses in as we explore new releases in folk music from around the world and classic tracks as well. I'm broadcasting today in the same room as my good friend and colleague Sam Hindley, and we've chosen 2 hours of fantastic music to play today, including some new releases, a preview of a couple of wonderful concerts coming up in Sheffield, including a Peter Bellamy tribute on the 22nd of September, and a show by Robin Gray called 3 Acres and a Cow, and we'll be talking to Robin in the second half about his show, which is at Upper Chapel on October the 10th. As well as that, we'll be playing some absolutely rare and classic vinyl for you, all of which will be up for auction at our special folk celebration weekend at Cook Social Club on the 22nd and 23rd of November, and we'll tell you more about that as well as the show goes on. So much to look forward to today here on Sheffield Live's very own Thank Goodness It's Folk. We hope you can join us for 2 hours of great music and chat here on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Dunfermline in town, a drinking the blood red wine. Oh, where will I get a fine mariner to sail 7 ships of mine? And then up spoke a fine young man, sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best mariner has ever sailed on the seas. So the king, he has written a broad letter and signed it with his own hand. And he sent it off to Sir Patrick Spens, a-walking all on the strand. And the very first lines that Patrick he read, a little laugh then gave he. And the very last lines that Patrick read, the salt tears filled his eyes. Oh, had done this deed and told the king on me. For never was I a good mariner, and never do intend to be. Late yestreen I saw the new moon with the old moon in her arms, and I fear a deadly storm, a ship and she will come to harm. But rise up, my merry men all, a little ship she sails in the morn. Whether it's a windy or whether it's a wet, or whether there's a deadly storm, and they hadn't been a sailing a league or more, a league but barely nine, till a wind hadn't wet and sleet and snow come a blowing up behind. Oh, where can I get a little cabin boy to take the helmet in hand, while I go up to the topmast high and see if I can't spy land? Come down, Sir Patrick Spence, we fear that we all must die. For in and out of the good ship's hull, the wind and the ocean fly. And the very first step that Patrick he took, the water it came to his knees. And the very last step that Patrick he took, they drowned, they were in the seas. And many was the fine feather bed that floated on the foam, and many was the little Lord's son that never, never more came home. And long, long may their ladies sit with the fans all in their hands, before they see Sir Patrick Spence come a-sailing along the strand. For it's 50 miles to Aberdeen shore, it's 50 fathoms deep, and there does lie Sir Patrick Spence with the little lords at his feet.
But all we took on a different day. I will take your hand and lead you through.
The great Lizzie Hardingham there with Less Than Two from Lizzie's latest album that came out, I think it was last year at some point. And Lizzie is on Cafe Number 9 tonight, joined by special guest Kat Gilmore. So that should be a great night at Cafe Number 9 tonight, Lizzie Hardingham. And Lizzie is going to be joining us. I'm delighted to say that Lizzie is going to be joining us at our celebration weekend, as part of the Great Vancouver Rake with Seb Stone and Matt Quinn. She'll be with us on the Sunday night.
Indeed she will, Sam. I mentioned at the top of the show, I got the date slightly wrong. It's the 23rd and 24th of November at Crooks Social Club. And let me tell you, if you haven't heard yet what it's all about, Sam and I, in conjunction with Pete Smith, are hosting a whole weekend of folk music. On the Saturday, we'll be focusing on and remembering the lives of Jerry Bates and Judith Wilford, two massive contributors to the Sheffield folk scene and the Sheffield dance scene. And that day will include concert spots from Martin Simpson, Melrose Quartet, Underground Sun, Pete Smith, Alec Thompson, and a spot or two of dance from Sheffield City Morris. There's also going to be sessions going on all afternoon at Crooks Social Club, and also probably a chance to sing a few carols, because by then the Sheffield Village Carols will be up and running, so you'll probably hear some carols as well. And then on Sunday, Sam and I are celebrating 10 years of presenting Thank Goodness It's Folk together. We're very proud of it, and we're very happy to say that we've been doing this together for 10 years. It's a lovely feeling, Sam.
It is indeed, James, and I thank you very much for coming along and helping me when Dave gave me the reins.
I came along I thought I'd come along and do a couple of shows with you just to see how you were going, and 10 years later, here we are, and I'm very, very glad too that we still do it. So we're celebrating 10 years of Thank Goodness It's Folk, and we're doing that in two ways. One is that we'll be doing a folk vinyl auction, and this is the record collection of the aforementioned Jerry Bates and Judith Wilford, which before Judith passed away, she gave to us in her trust in order that we might auction it to raise money for the charities that she elected, which is the Alzheimer's Research and Brain Tumour Research UK. And so the whole weekend, the artists are partly donating their time. We're going to give them some money for their performance, but a lot of the money is going to be going to these charities, and all of the money from the proceeds of the rare vinyl auction are going. Last time Sam and I did a rare vinyl auction, it was very popular, and we raised nearly £1,000 for Sheffield Live. We hope to do the same, and the records are absolutely class. I started the show today with a very rare vinyl, which some of you might want to buy, Nick Jones Ballads and Songs. It is unavailable on CD or vinyl or anywhere else. It was released on the trailer label, and you heard the opening track, Sir Patrick Spens, to start the show. So on the Sunday, Sam and I will be auctioning that and many other records as well. Do come along if you're interested in vinyl. Let me just tell you also that you don't have to, if you can't make both days, although 30 quid will get you a weekend ticket for the whole event. And also on the Sunday, you'll be hearing a headline spot from Tim Van Eyken, and you'll also be hearing fantastic local band Rosie Hood Band and Culverake, who I cannot wait to see, Harmony Trio with Matt Quinn, Seb Stone and Lizzie Hardingham. What a day that's going to be. On all of that, plus Sam and I will be DJing with some of these records as well. It's 30 quid for the whole weekend. Please, please get a ticket. You can find it on Facebook by typing Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. You can find it on We Got Tickets, which is where we're selling the tickets, Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. And if you can't make the whole weekend, you can come along for one day for 20 quid. And as we said, most of the proceeds and profits, apart from paying the artists themselves will be going to raise money for Alzheimer's and brain tumour research. Let's hear another one of these rare records. I'm actually playing them straight from the vinyl in Sam's house today on his record player, and they are the very records that will be in the auction. Let's hear this fantastic June Tabor track from Ashes and Diamonds. This is a track that you don't hear played very much on the radio. It's June's wonderful interpretation of Eric Bogle's Now I'm Easy.
Drought and fires and floods on the blue plantain, and this country's dust and mud, I've seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy.
I believe and have found salvation. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. My soul will take part in that jubilation when I die. When I die, I'll live again. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. I'll live again. Hallelujah, I'll live again. Because I'm forgiven, my soul will find heaven. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. The fear of the grave is removed forever. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. My soul will rejoice by that crystal river. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. I'll live again. Hallelujah, I'll live again. Because I'm forgiven, my soul will find heaven. In the Lord I have made confession. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. Oh, now in my soul there is no transgression. When I die, when I die, I'll live again. When I die, when I die, I'll live again.
Peter Bellamy there with When I Die, with the Watersons and members of the Young Tradition as well. That was from Peter Bellamy's album, Both Sides Now. And in the
Both Sides Then.
Both Sides Then. Both Sides Then. And is many people's favourite Peter Bellamy album. And in the month that would have seen Peter Bellamy's 80th birthday, there is a celebration here in Sheffield of Peter's life, which is going to be called Won't You Go My Way, and I think it's going to take place on the 22nd of September, James.
That's right, Sam. I'm looking forward to this immensely. It's on the 22nd of September, as you said, and it starts at 4 p.m. Well, no, doors are at 4 p.m., you can get in before 4 p.m. because there's a film, first of all, a screening of the 1987 production of Peter Bellamy's wonderful musical, folk opera, you should say, The Transports. It is a rarely seen footage of Peter Bellamy in performance. So that goes from 4 till 6. This is all happening at the Samuel Worth Chapel in Sheffield, a venue I've yet to see, but they are putting on some really interesting events. It's a very intimate venue, and I think you'll enjoy this immensely. There's a couple of tickets left to go along. So from 4 till 6, you can see the film of The Transports, and then, very excitingly, from 7 until 10:30, a concert presented by some singers, all of whom relate very heavily to the work and the voice of Peter Bellamy and have made it part of their lives and careers. So you will hear from John Bowden, Damien Barber, Mike and Chris Wilson, Mossy Christian and Megan Wisdom, and all great singers and all great interpreters of Peter Bellamy. I think it will be a splendid night. It'll be very exciting to see what happens there. I know for a fact that Mossy Christian is currently the caretaker, if you like, of Peter Bellamy's concertina, and I'm quite sure you will hear Mossy playing Peter's original and brilliant concertina. So much to look forward to at that. It's called Won't You Go My Way, as we said. It's a celebration of the music and life of Peter Bellamy, and all the proceeds, crucially, will go to the charity Mind, very importantly, as Peter Bellamy himself was a sufferer of mental illness, and it ended up claiming his life way too young. As Sam said, he would have been 80 this year had he lived past the early 1990s, when he left us all bereft of his great music and his love of traditional music. So a great concert for your diaries. Put it in there. Get a ticket. There's only a couple left. It's Sunday, the 22nd of September in Sheffield at the Samuel Worth Chapel, with all proceeds going to Mind. Speaking of charities, as I mentioned before, Sam and I are raising money for the charities Alzheimer's and Brain Tumour Research by auctioning some rare vinyl records as part of our Sheffield Celebration Weekend at Crook Social Club. The vinyl auction will be on the 24th of November. Let's go to another classic album, very, very hard to get hold of unless you come to our auction and buy a copy. It's a silent auction, which means you just bid the price that you think you can afford to pay, and if you win the bid, the album is yours. And many of the albums will sell for less than £10, and some of them will sell for £5. I can't say how much Young Hunting by Tony Rose is going to sell for, because that's up to you. But if you don't have a copy of this classic album, please enjoy this rendition of The Bell Ringing, a song we really associate with Tony Rose.
One day in October, neither drunken nor sober, or Bradbury down I was wending my way, when I heard of some ringing, some dancing and singing. I'll always remember that Jubilee Day. 'Twas in Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. 'Twas misunderstood, for the man of Broadwood rang a peal on the tenor should never have been. But the man of North Loo rang so steady and true, a difficult matter to beat them, I ween. 'Twas in Ashwater Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood being naughty, they said to our party, we'll ring you a challenge again in a round. We'll give you the chance in St. Stephen's by Lanson, a prize to the winner, a note of £5. 'Twas in Callington Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. So the match it went on at a good Callington, and the bells they rang out o'er the valley below. And the old and the young people, the hale and the feeble, they came out to hear the sweet bell music flow. 'Twas in Callington Town, the bells they did sound. They rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of North Loo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold. Those of Broadwood once more were obliged to give, or they were beaten completely again in a round. But the man of North Loo rang so steady and true, no better than they in the West can be found. 'Twas in Ashwater Town, then in Callington Town, they rang for a belt and a hat laced with gold. And the man of Northloo rang so steady and true that there never were better in Devon, I hold.
That's the Rangan sisters there with Un Voltigeur from their new album, Start Close In. What a lovely track that is. It's going to be a lovely album, that, isn't it, James?
It is, and I saw Rowan a couple of days ago, and she said people should be looking out for the album because it's going to, even people who know the Rheingau Sisters material very well, are in for some surprises. I think they've gone for a broad-sounding sonic album, and I think it's going to be very interesting indeed. Sam, we haven't done a Child Ballad for absolutely ages. We took a break over the summer, and also as people who've been following the Child Ballad, Friday's Child segment for the last few years will know that we are in the difficult section of Robin Hood ballads, many of which don't have tunes and many of which have never been recorded. So we are working our way slowly through the middle section of the Child Ballads. The last one we heard was Robin Hood and the Peddler. And we're going to skip forward this week to Child Ballad 139, which is either known by the name Robin Hood's Progress to Nottingham and or Robin Hood and the 15 Foresters. So without further ado, it's time for Friday's Child.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A Child Ballad every Friday.
So, Sam, I said this ballad was called Robin Hood's Progress to Nottingham. It is a Child Ballad 139, also Roud number 1790. And it's an excessively violent song, to be absolutely honest. It's about Robin Hood at the age of 15 setting out to Nottingham to basically have a party with the General of Nottingham and drink ale and wine and have an archery contest. And he challenges or is challenged by 15 of the king's foresters to compete in this archery. And when he gets there and says he wants to compete, the foresters pretty much mocking him that somebody as young as him would think himself fit to compete in archery in front of the king, and said that they didn't think he would be strong enough to do very well. Well, of course, Robin Hood being a legend, wagers 20 marks that he can shoot a hart from a distance of 100 rods. He accomplishes the feat, and the foresters refuse to pay him, and so out of vengeance, he rides out and shoots all 15 of them. With arrows. It's hardly a morally worthy tale in some ways, but it is part of Robin Hood's legend that he was such a fine archer. Now, the recording I'm going to play you comes from a very interesting folk singer called Ed McCurdy, and he is best known for his wonderful anti-war song, Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream, which many of you will know, which he wrote in 1950. He was from Pennsylvania, and he was involved in all sorts of styles of music, vaudeville, Elizabethan stuff, and Robin Hood ballads. But he was also a folk singer who performed several times at the famous Newport Folk Festival and was good friends with Rambling Jack Elliott and Odetta. So let's hear him singing the ballad of Robin Hood and the 15 Foresters with an introduction from an actor, not the Michael Caine of English origin, an American Michael Caine. This is Robin Hood and the 15 Foresters.
In Locksley Town, in merry Nottinghamshire, in merry sweet Locksley Town, there bold Robin Hood was born and bred, bold Robin of famous renown. The father of Robin a forester was, and he shot with a lusty strong bow. His mother was niece to the Coventry knight, who slew the blue boar, as men know.
Robin Hood went into fair Nottingham with a general for to dine. There was he aware of 15 foresters who were drinking ale and wine. What news, said bold Robin Hood, what news fain wouldst thou know? Our king has provided a shooting match, and I'm ready with my bow. We hold it in scorn, said the 15 foresters, that e'er a boy so young should bear a bow before our king that's not able to draw one string. I'll hold you 20 marks, said bold Robin Hood, by the leave of Our Lady, that I'll hit the mark 100 yard and cause a hart to die. We'll hold you 20 marks, said the foresters, by the leave of Our Lady. Thou hit not the mark 100 rod, nor caused the hart to die. Robin Hood, he bent up a noble good bow, and a broad arrow he let fly. He hit the mark 100 rod, and caused a hart to die. The hart did skip, and the hart did leap, and the hart lay on the ground. The wager is mine, said Robin Hood, if it were for 1,000 pounds. The wager is not thine, said the foresters, although thou be'st in haste. Take up thy bow and get thee hence, lest we thy bones should break. Robin Hood took up his noble good bow, and his broad arrows all amain. And Robin, being pleased, began to smile as he went o'er the plain. Then Robin, he bent his noble good bow, and his broad arrows he let fly, till 14 of the 15 foresters upon the ground did lie. That the quarrel first begin, went tripping o'er the plain. But Robin bent his noble good bow, and fetched him back again. You said I was no archer, said Robin Hood, but say so now again. With that he sent an arrow after him, which split his head in twain. You have found me an archer, says bold Robin Hood, which will make your wives to ring, and wish you had never said the word, that I could not have drawn one string. The people that did live in fair Nottingham came running out amain, supposing to have taken bold Robin Hood with the foresters that were slain. Some lost legs and some lost arms, and some did lose their blood. But Robin, he took up his noble good bow, and has gone to the merry green wood. They carried their foresters to fair Nottingham, as many there did know, and digged them graves in their churchyard, and they buried them all in a row.
Ed McCurdy singing Robin Hood and the 15 Foresters. I told you it was a gore fest, that one, Sam.
absolutely, James. It's it is one of the most expressively violent ballads, isn't it?
Yes, apologies for those with a delicate sensibility there, but I mean, you know that Robin Hood was no saint. After all. Right then, so we'll keep going through the child ballads as we progress through the following weeks, and sooner or later we will emerge from the Robin Hood section back into some songs that might be more appealing. I don't know, if you're loving the Robin Hood ballads, let us know. I'm not, but that's okay. Nor did Francis James Child, Sam. He didn't like them much either, which is surprising that he published over 30 of them.
Indeed, if he didn't like them.
I know. Well, I guess they are historically very, very important.
They are.
What have you got for us now, Sam?
Let's hear a track from a project that I just realised is celebrating ten years this year. Ten years ago, Folk by the Oak came up with their very first songwriting project. It was the very first one they did. They've done three. The Spell songs really took off, but the first one they did was the Elizabethan Sessions, and it featured amongst others John Smith, Nancy Kerr, Hannah James, Bella Hardy, and Martin Simpson, and Rachel Newton. Lots and lots of people that we know. And from it, let's hear this is Nancy's song. And it's the original version of Broadside.
Mm-hmm. than France and Spain, for there's nothing like dominion of the water. From the rocky coast of Kerry to the bloody Spanish Main, it's the best thing you can ever teach a daughter. Broadside to broadside, two captains collide, queen of the spheres and queen of the tide. Regalia and rebellion go sailing side by side. All away, sister, all away. Treasure and never heed their blows, for there's nothing given freely to a woman. Be generous to friendship and lavish to your foes, then pirate queens may share the seas in common. Broadside to broadside, two captains collide, queen of the spheres and queen of the tide. Regalia and rebellion go sailing side by side. All the way, sister, all the way. Marriage make a slave, you'd be better on the sea like brave O'Malley. And when that gallant vessel goes a-rolling on the wave, be sure you're on the deck, not in the galley. Broadside to broadside, two captains collide, queen of the spheres and queen of the tide. Regalia and rebellion go sailing side by side. All away, sister, all away. Broadside to broadside, two captains collide, queen of the spheres and queen of the tide. Regalia and rebellion are sailing side by side. All the way, sister, all the way.
Matter way, you my lass, and where's your dashing, Jimmy? Oh, the soldier boys have taken him up and have sent him far, far from me. Last pity he went off to town and them red coated fellas enticed him. And made him drunk, and he'd better gone to the gallows. The very sight of his cockade, it sets us all a crying, and me, I nearly fainted twice, but I thought that I was dying. My father would have paid the smart, and he ran for the golden guinea. But the sergeant swore he'd kissed the book, and now they've got young Jimmy. And Jimmy talks about the wars, it's worse than death to hear him. I have to go and hide my face, because I cannot bear him. A brigadier or grenadier, he says they're bound to make him. And he laughs and cracks his jokes and bids me not forsake him. I walked o'er the stubble field, and below it runs the scene. I thought of Jimmy, you and there, but it was all a dream. Hey, you, the very coals were burning, and when the fire I'm lighting, to think the cause was in his hands, and sets my heart a beating. So break my heart, and then it's her, then break my heart, my dearie. Lenny in the cold, cold ground, far of single life, I'm weary.
Dick Gochan there with the incredible version of The Recruited Collier, which he recorded on one of his very early albums, Gochan. We also played that from the vinyl copy owned by Jerry Bates and Judith Wilford. And that copy, along with many, many other fine and rare folk vinyls, will be up for auction at our Celebration Sheffield weekend on the 23rd and 24th of November. Get your tickets. Please book tickets. We would love to sell the room out if we can. It's well over 100 festival weekend tickets sold now, but we've got far more capacity than that, and we would like to raise as much money as we can for charity. So if you are available that weekend, please look up Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend on We Got Tickets and on Facebook, and get your tickets now. Sam.
Next weekend at St Andrew's Church, I'm thrilled to be promoting the English Fiddle Ensemble at St Andrew's Church. This is a wonderful band of great fiddle players on the folk scene: Ross Grant, Jim Boyle, Bryony Griffiths, and Rosie Buckler Hall. And they really are fantastic. Please get your tickets from Live at Sam's to come and see them, and from recorded at Sidmouth last year, here they are with the Downfall of Gin and the key to the cellar, and we will see you after the break on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Come and see the English Fiddle Ensemble on Saturday, the 21st of September. Thank you.
just got time for Solace by Sandra Kerr from her beautiful album Rebel With Her Chords.